Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, July 9th, 2009. This is a special edition of Scott and Todd in the Morning.
I can't stop shaking.
You can't stop shaking.
Oh.
Now, on Monday, you were battling scriptophobia.
Yeah.
Tuesday was, what was that, pagonophobia?
Pagonophobia.
And yesterday it was Lutraphobia.
Lutra.
That was what, fear of other people? Or
no, fear of otters.
Oh, fear of otters.
Right.
Now what is the problem?
I may not survive this. I have emotophobia.
What is that?
That's the intense irrational fear or anxiety pertaining to upchucking.
Oh.
I can't hear that.
Well, you better stay alert because I ate some bad Chinese last night and I'm freaking out. I may, you know.
Yeah, oh, please calm down. I think you're going to be fine.
How do you know? You don't know anything about this.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to.
How do you know I'm not going to, you know.
I think we're going to be okay.
I hope so.
Let's kick things off with a PLJ weather forecast.
It is going to be a picture-perfect 95.5 PLJ. I'm meteorologist Bill Evans.
All right, time for a check of real-time traffic. Here's Debbie Duhane.
A problem. I'm Debbie D, PLJ, real-time traffic.
Thank you, Debbie. Coming up on today's show, we'll play back the best Big Show moments. We have a fresh phone scam at 7:30. Plus, we got free tickets to see that Jonas Brothers, Coldplay, and Kid Rock.
It all happens between now and 10 on the Thursday edition of Scott and Todd in the Morning.
The best of the Big Show is on now. Scott and Todd in the Morning. PLJ.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
I got Sports Illustrated, and they got Rutgers all over it.
Uh-oh, what happened?
They have a story about, you mentioned it earlier, the Papa John's Bowl.
Yes.
Did you know that Rutgers got $1.2 million yep. for playing in the Papa John's Bowl?
Yeah, and they lost some money on it, too, apparently, so.
Yeah. They got $1.2 million, but they lost $185,000.
Hmm.
What the hell they do? After the expenses of
the
trip.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, you got to send 90 football players. You got to send the band. You got to send the cheerleaders.
But you can
get $1.2 million.
Well, I'm just saying what, you know, you have the VIPs, alumni, and
boosters. But you can reserve a whole plane for that.
I know.
How about a bus?
Who's running the account over there? Are you running it?
No, not at all.
Bernie Madoff.
I have nothing to do with it. But it was, you know, they...
They what?
That was at the, you know, it was what it was. I mean, you have to do what you have to do.
It is what it is, huh?
No sense.
You have to do what you have to do. You don't have to lose $185,000.
Isn't that a great explanation? Right now they're going, man, thank God Joe's defending us.
I am defending us. I haven't heard one sentence complete yet.
They have to send several people along with the team. It costs an awful lot of money.
Okay, Christopher,
$1.2 million.
You send all of New Jersey to the game.
Can get the population of Newark and send them all there.
It is three or four plane loads of people. Before you even start sending,
you know what I'd do?
Alums.
I'd cut back on a few of the alumni.
Well, you make the alumni pay.
Well, not all of them, you know, because they give you a lot of money. You know what?
All right.
Yeah, about four of them do.
But you're giving it back.
Why bother playing the game?
I'm not giving it back.
$185,000 in the hole, they.
Which is, you know, really not a lot of money when you're talking
to some people. Not when you're Joe Nolan.
No, when you're talking. I mean, the whole thing has been blown so out of proportion.
How's it blown out of proportion?
It is. Well, that athletic program does nothing different than just about any other athletic program.
The only difference is they're not in the paper.
Right, well.
They're losing $185,000.
They're not in the Sports Illustrated magazine.
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
That's the only difference.
That's a reputable magazine.
Apparently, other schools go ahead and make money on those games.
It's New Jersey politics. We eat our young in New Jersey politics. Right, and that's what this is all about.
Right. Hey, we got
bugs. Something successful, and you got to destroy
it. Get off the horse.
We weren't trying to roll you out there.
Yeah, you were.
Trying to just understand what the hell is going on over there.
PLJ. It's Scott and Todd in the Morning doing the best of the Big Show for July the 9th. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/Scott and Todd to get up-to-the-minute news, pictures, and info as it happens on our broadcast.
Same time.
Yeah, okay. Same time.
A song and a movie. And I had to do this today.
I know exactly what it is.
You weren't qualified.
Stop it. Oh, I am now.
No, you're not.
In fact, it was... Well, never mind.
Don't just say 800-367. I got to get in my clairvoyant voice.
Oh, yeah.
800-367-1101. I have to concentrate or I'm going to burn a hole in my feeble brain. All right. I'm sending out the waves. What's the answer? 800-367-1101 if you'd like to win with Psychic Trivia.